Good morning, and welcome once again to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Do you ever wonder where things come from or how they got started? I am curious about coffee. I know it comes from a bean, but who, when was it discovered that if you roast the beans and grind them, you get a tasty drink? How did it happen, and why is it so popular? Hows and whys. So many of them in our lives, so much to try to explain and understand. This morning we look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Last Friday, I saw my oncologist and we went over the results of my last CT scan. It was great news. Substantial reduction of lesions in the liver and lungs and no evidence of spreading. The new medication seems to be working, and for now, after 2 months, there are minimal side effects. My daughter asked me how I felt about the news. There was excitement in her voice as she told me, "I really thought the news would be good. You've been feeling so much better." I was silent for several moments, trying to decide how I did feel. I finally said, "Peaceful, grateful, trusting that the Lord is in control." I choose to trust in the Lord because I don't have any other explanation. Last November, my oncologist took me off the Keytruda, an autoimmune drug, because the side effects were worsening even though the cancer was under control. Then I was on a straight chemo drug. The first 3 months, I recovered from the treatments each month fairly well. But in the next 3 months, the side effects became much harder to deal with, and during that time, I lost about 10 pounds. The real issue was that when I had the second CT, the results indicated the cancer was growing again. I could once again feel the hard lump just under my rib cage. So, the next option was to try another chemo drug. I felt at that time I was on the downhill side of this thing. My oldest grandson was getting married in June, and I wanted to be well enough to go. I was not going to miss his wedding. Cancer, COVID, I really didn't care. Then, things changed. Hope rose. At my next visit, my doctor was excited that she had found a clinical trial for my type of lung cancer, but first I had to have some blood work to see if I had a protein or a mutation match. The same type of testing was done at the beginning of this cancer journey. But I did not qualify for any of the several drugs being tested at that time. So Keytruda, in conjunction with an older chemo drug, was the treatment protocol. But this time I matched. My doctor stopped the straight chemo and we began the long paperwork trail and interviews for the clinical trial. I was told at that time that the wait for treatment could be as much as 6 weeks, and it wasn't an absolute that I would be accepted. We were in the midst of jumping through the various hoops when, to my surprise, I got a phone call from the cancer center that the drug in the trial had already been pushed through and approved by the FDA. I could continue to pursue the trial, or I could receive treatment from my oncologist immediately. After the wonderful report on Friday, I have had the question, why, passing through my mind. And how? How is it that just when the treatments were not working and the side effects were so draining, did a brand new drug that was not even available as yet, still in third stage trials, suddenly became available? And I was one of the low percent of people who matched with the drug. Then after 2 months of treatment, only 2 months, the cancer is reduced. And this morning, I felt like walking 4 miles with George and our dog Apollo. If I did not know I had cancer, I would not know I had cancer. I feel normal. George has called this a miracle. Everything came together just at the right time, in the right place, with the right people. Proverbs 3:5. Lean not on your own understanding. The fact is, I don't know why or how. I do know I am grateful, I am peaceful. I know the Lord is in control, and all through this journey He has been and is with me. So for whatever time I have to feel well and have energy to do things I enjoy, I will not wonder why. I will trust that He who has all knowledge and wisdom can be trusted, and I don't have to understand. Solomon, in his wisdom, has once again hit home. There are so many events, relationships in our lives that are a wonder, a miracle. Some folks call them coincidences. An unexpected meeting that results in a very special relationship of trust and friendship. The conception and birth of a baby. The cycle of life captured in all of nature's plants and animals. A new job opportunity that was dreamed of, but the possibility remote. The car accident that you missed because you were running late, and the minute or so delay saved you. What if we could look back over the record of our lives and see the list of events where our lives were touched in everyday miracles that we never noticed? I'm sure it would further confirm God's desire to bless us, and in fact, we would be overwhelmed. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't try to rely on your own understanding. Instead, be grateful for the wonder of the unexpected, and give the credit to our Lord. To those who label all events as coincidence, may I suggest, stop twisting yourself into the ground trying to explain why and how, and just accept that the Lord is our God and He loves you and wants to bring good into your life. There is no question that difficult times come to us all, and situations are not resolved the way we would hope. But the fact is, you never walk those paths alone. The strength, courage, resolve you need is freely given. As we look back over our lives, there are times we recall where we wonder, how did I get through that? I want you to know you got through it because the Lord was going through it with you. If you haven't given Him a chance in your life, please do. And experience a life full of whys and hows, filled with peace and gratefulness. Please, would you pray with me now? Lord, we simple humans spend so much time and energy trying to figure out everything. It is so hard for us to leave the how and why behind and let You handle it. So I pray for us all from Proverbs 3:6. In all our ways, help us to acknowledge You and let you make our path straight. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.